Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I feel fantastic. I feel, you know, really relieved. You know, campaigns take a toll on you, you know, emotionally, physically, you know, family, everyone comes together. So it was just a profound sense of relief tonight, but also a great appreciation for the city of Buffalo. And I'm so happy that my support came from all areas of the city of Buffalo, you know, the West Side, you know, Maston, North Buffalo, Black Rock. So I was really happy with the real groundswell of support.
What do you think it was about your campaign that really resonated with Buffalo voters?
I think there's two things. One was this universality of opinion that we deserve better, that services have been going downhill in the city of Buffalo, for a super long time. And then the second was, I'm not involved in city government. You know, I'm involved in state government. I wasn't part of making the problems in City Hall, and I think people trusted somebody with an outside record to come in to fix the problems that, you know, we acknowledged, but the whole community acknowledged.
Did you expect the state government is so great, though?
I think it's actually pretty good. We haven't had a budget deficit. You know, we have a good 4-year plan. It functions.
So why do you feel like, what can you bring from your time in Albany that will actually change Buffalo?
You know, it's not just my time at Albany. I had a full career as a lawyer in the private and the nonprofit field before, you know, I ran for office. So I bring that experience, and I took that experience and I brought it into the assembly, and I took those experiences and brought it into the Senate. Now I'm going to bring all these experiences from my whole lived life into being mayor of the city of Buffalo. But the state experience is vitally important because I know what state government funds. I know when cities come to Albany to ask for help, you know, how to ask for it, how the state responds to it. And we saw a perfect example of this year. The city of Albany was given multi-$100 million redevelopment plan, but it's only because the city of Albany came together. And it took a few years, but they got that plan. So that's what I'm gonna do. We're gonna build hundreds and hundreds of new homes in Buffalo. And we're gonna do that because I'm gonna take the City of Good Neighborhood plans that we passed in the state for 2 years, and we're gonna put that on steroids to really help build Buffalo and our other upstate cities.
Also, I wanted to ask about, you mentioned in your speech that it's the role of the mayor's office to work with the Common Council.
That's right.
What has been happening where you haven't been seeing that? What will you change about that?
Yeah, I mean, the city of Buffalo over the years has just sort of devolved into, you know, sort of a ostrich mentality of just thinking there are no problems. But as you saw tonight, the people don't believe that. The people, you know there's problems. So, you know, I worked as a legislator for almost 13 years. I know the lived experience in a legislator, and I'm gonna be able to work really well with the Buffalo Common Council.
How will you pay for a lot of these things that you wanna do with the city? Where does that money come from?
Yeah, it comes from a few things. Like, one is you've got to be able to get grants. I mean, the city of Buffalo just sent $1 million back to the federal government for lead prevention money because they didn't spend it. The city of Buffalo is sitting on over $37 million of state transportation dollars. They've been sitting there for several years to fix potholes. They couldn't figure out a plan to spend it. But as you heard before, you know, cities come to Albany all the time, and Albany will help cities that have good, sound plans, and I'm going to be able to bring that when we go to Albany, you know, next year to say, we need help from New York State. We're going to be able to figure that out.
Senator, you have a couple of candidates, independent lines. You have a Republican opponent. Is there any change in the strategy with your campaign as you go into the general election?
No, moving forward, it's going to be the same campaign. Like, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat or non-affiliated, you ride over the same potholes. You go through the same neighborhoods that have vacant lots because the houses have been demolished. So it's a commonality of the problems. If you live in Buffalo, we're all sharing the same problems. And I'm very optimistic that the message that I've been talking about for the last 6 months is going to resonate just as well in November as it did in June.
Are you concerned that Scanlon, who was only lost by 10 points, is going to stay in the race?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked. I had a very nice chat with him this evening when he called. You know, he congratulated me. You know, I know he's a Democrat, and I hope that all Democratic elected officials in Buffalo and Erie County join together, you know, to work closely with the Democratic nominee.
If he did continue to run, though, he could gain a lot of support from independents and Republicans. Could that concern you at all?
I mean, there's a lot of ifs. There's a Republican in the race. There's a conservative. There's people on write-in campaigns. You know, it could end up being, the same thing, a multi-candidate race. But I just went through a multi-candidate race, and I came up with a winning coalition. You know, I won in my home turf in the Niagara District. I won in the Delaware District. I won in the University District. I won in the Maston District. So that shows all of Buffalo is coming together around the ideas that I've been putting out. And, you know, the number one thing I felt this whole campaign is when I went to doors and started talking about the problems, people just stopped me and they said, we know these problems. We've been complaining about them for years. You know, I'm going to vote for you if you're going to fix these problems. You're going to make Buffalo better. So I think that message is going to resonate all through November.
Sean, how do you keep the momentum rolling at this point? Within the months leading up to the general election, what is it that you're planning to do?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, one thing for sure is I'm turning off my phone tomorrow. And I'm going to do my laundry, cut my lawn, say hello to my wife and daughters again. But after that, we're just going to get back on the campaign trail. You know, the conversations with the people of the city of Buffalo have been fantastic. I look forward to having, you know, more of them. You know, if you want to know what's going on in the city of Buffalo, go knock on 10 doors. They'll tell you what's going on because the street don't lie. They'll tell you what's happening in the city.
Does Scanlon indicate if he's going to drop his
That didn't come up in our conversation. You know, it was a conversation where I have a tremendous respect for the acting mayor. You know, he got elected into the government the same year that I did. So I was happy for his call today. I thought it was a classy thing. You know, and like, make no mistake about it. Like, you know, being in politics is a rough business. Like, you're putting yourself out there, and it can only be one winner. And, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't contemplate over the last few months, you know, how I would feel and how I would react, you know, tonight if it broke another way. So I'm happy to be on the winning side of it. But I have tremendous respect for each and every one of the candidates who put themselves out there, and their families joined them in putting themselves out there. Their lifelong friends did. So everybody who runs for office, they put it all on the line. And I have tremendous respect for that.
Did you hear from any other candidates?
Why do you think, I guess, you can sort of work with Governor Hochul as a mayor?
I have a very long relationship with Governor Hochul, County Executive Poland Cars, the Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Hasty, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, the leader of the Senate. So all those levers of government are going to be very helpful to make it so Buffalo is the most efficient government possible, but also one that can help fund the needs that we have. You know, we're going to dig ourselves out of a deep financial hole. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, if somebody's telling you they got a magic button for all this, there's no magic button. This can be a tough few years, but I'm confident that if you're straightforward, honest with the people of Buffalo, tell them what the plan is, they're going to join in, because that's what we do in Buffalo. We all come together.
Did you hear from any other candidates besides Chris Scanlon?
I haven't, but I have to confess that my phone has been off since the minute I walked into to this building. I sat at home for a while. I sat with my my daughters and my wife and some other family members, and you know, we nervously watched the results come in. And then once it looked like it was turning the way I was supposed to, I drove down Delaware Avenue, you know, to get here. But I am sure that I will speak to each of the candidates over the next few days.
What did you think of the margin of the win? Was it what you expected, or were you hoping for a higher margin?
No, in a five-way race, I was really gratified by this margin of victory. You know, it was tremendous. I think I won by over, you know, 10 points. But what it really just did show is a east-west, north-northeast coalition of people from all areas of the city. There was no pocket of the city that made this victory happen. It was people from all over the city, black, white, new American, Hispanic. Everyone joined together to support my candidacy tonight, and I am indebted to the people of the city of Buffalo for that, and I will work hard to make Buffalo a better place.
Senator, you spend a lot of time on the east side, on Broadway and Jefferson.
I have.
How would that affect us with the lots that are vacant? Would you allow the people and the residents of Buffalo to have access to those lots?
Yeah, we have to have a comprehensive plan. There's between 10 and 20,000 vacant lots in the city of Buffalo. We have to come up with a plan to make sure that we have the highest and best use for each of those lots. Some lots will become side lots, some will become community gardens, some will be buildable for new singles and doubles, because we plan on rebuilding Buffalo one neighborhood at a time. One house at a time, just like the city demolished the houses. They took them down one at a time. We're going to put them back up one at a time.
Senator, you've been against the bed tax and the new parking authority to the acting mayor's idea to close the current deficit, but the Collin Council hasn't acted to impose either of those things, even though the fiscal year starts next week. Are you hoping that they don't act on that? Or are you going to take it away as soon as you get in office?
So, I wanted to have a plan where we gave the city a lot of toolboxes, you know, selling the parking ramps. You know, I didn't think that was a fiscally prudent idea, but I was willing to go along with it as long as the city also looked at doing long-term restructuring of their debt. You know, they were against that, and I felt as they were against it because it was an election year budget. You know, people just wanted to get past today. But we'll see how it sorts out. You know, the parking ramp valuation has not been done by any outside people. We have no idea if the parking lot sale is a good idea or a bad idea, because there's no basis in reality for it. It's like if you said, I have $1 million in debt, so I want to sell my house for $1 million. Well, you could try to sell your house for $1 million, but the question is somebody actually going to purchase that house? And so that's what we're going to look at with the parking ramps. We'll do a long-term analysis of it and figure out what's the best way to move forward.
So the analysis means you're open to keeping it if it...
It all depends. It all depends on what the money shows. Like, so right now we know that it generates $5 million a year for the city of Buffalo. So we can't do a short-term sale that's going to get us money for 1 or 2 years if we're going to lose $5 million a year forever. But these are not passionate decisions. These are decisions that you hire people who know how to do valuation and your accountants, and they'll tell you straight out whether this is a good or a bad idea. But we need to take this decision out of the political realm and put it into the realm of professionals who actually know how to do these things.
If you had to pick, who are places you must exempt?
I was actually thinking about you. I know you live in Albany, but we can maybe get you into Buffalo.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of time and a lot of water needs to go under the bridge before we get there. So, let's get past November before we start talking about those questions.
Are you worried that it's a pretty diverse district, political leanings? Are you worried that in a special race in the winter that the Democratic Party could lose a seat?
I don't have any worries this evening, and I might start worrying down the road, but I'm not worrying tonight.
Senator, when it comes down to the east side of Buffalo, many residents lost their house because of the foreclosure.
Right.
Because of the garbage taxes, are you willing to hold back on city auctions?
Yeah, there hasn't been a city auction in several years, and that's a good thing, because the auctions have really proven to divest people of generational wealth. The last thing you want to do is dispossess a senior from their house because they didn't pay their user fee. And the real problem in that, it compounds because the city charges a whopping 19% interest. So we have to change how we do tax collections in the city of Buffalo. We have to give seniors the opportunity to pay monthly and not just all at once. And that gets people behind, then the interest rates start kicking in. So the best thing we can do is keep residents in their homes, and that'll be my goal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.